there?
Would you say it's...
Well, I know a lot of that by mixing with people that spoke English exclusively. You understand?
Would you ever say stout? You hear that?
Yeah, you would speak of a woman as being stout.
Oh, not a man, though?
No, not especially, no.
You might get a pain in your...
In your foot?
And it ran all the way up through your...
Leg.
Now, anytime you're walking around in the dark, you might stumble and bruise your...
Your shins.
Shins. Okay. Now...
And you see, there's no equivalent of that, as far as I know, in the French language. I've never heard them express it that
way. I thought they were great anatomists. Okay, now, when the ground was too cold, say, to sit on, you might do this. You
squat.
Squat. Okay, on your what?
On your
back of your leg.
Yeah, your thighs.
Thighs. Honkers, you ever hear?
No.
Haunches, ever hear that?
Haunches, no.
Now, somebody had been sick for a while, and then they were up again now, but you say, you see them on the street, and you say to a friend, he still looks a little bit.
Peak was a word they use. Yeah.
Peak, what does that mean?
Peak means you look, you could call it shabby in English, or run down. You never heard the term peak?
Yeah, peak is that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I can see what your problem is as a big difference in the languages spoken. You understand? Even though it's strictly speaking English, there's so much remnant of the past that is still here. You understand? In expression.
And the type person who always had a smile on his face, and he never lost his temper.
Good-natured person.
He's always in a good.
Humor.
Good humor. Then a boy, say, who was in his teens, he'd always be walking around, tripping over things, knocking things over.
It was awkward or something like that.
Awkward. They say, don't be so... He didn't mean to do it. He's just... He's care...
It's not careless.
Okay.
I don't know what word I'd find.
Okay, now, you might say, it was an accident, he did it. It wasn't an accident, he did that.
Can I get you there?
Well, you know, folks might think when a boy burned down the house, it wasn't an accident, he did it.
On purpose.
Okay, he lit the fire, yeah. Now, this little person who kept doing things that never made any sense, people would say, he's just a plain old...
Well, we say he's just plain stupid.
Okay. He's a plain what? You know, he did all sorts of fooling.
Fool?
Fool, okay.
Yeah.
Other names?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
Now, then there was a man who wouldn't spend a cent.
He's a tightwad.
Tightwad. He's just a regular...
Tight fisted.
Yeah, he'll pay you.
They'd use the term miser was never used.
What about somebody who could get money out of other people? You ever hear about
him? He was a shrewd guy.
Chiseler?
No, a chiseler was I would think a chiseler being something of a rascal.
Okay.
More than a man that could get money would be shrewd out of a man and still make him like it.
A rascal was a...
A rascal was a thief, or just another name for a thief, you understand?
Okay. All right. Now, an old person, say around 80, who could still get around and do his or her farm work, they'd say, boy, I don't care how old she is or he is, he's still...